Now we're going to turn to the phone lines and go to the Metro PCS hotline, where we'll catch up with seven-time Pro Bowler, the Dolphin left tackle that you can remember off the anybody that played left tackle in the National Football League remembers this guy in Richmond Webb. He was a Dolphin Honor Roll inductee in 2006. And Richmond, I have to ask you off the top, were you the listener or were you the talker when you played next to Keith Sims? Because right now we do a lot of listening up here on the Finsiders. So we want to know, did you do a lot of listening? Were you on the line of scrimmage?
Man, you know y'all done took my place. Keith is the voice. You know, that's the mouthpiece right there. Keith was definitely the talker. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. We're doing great. And thanks for taking time for joining us today. And, you know, a lot of news around the NFL about offensive linemen and the Miami Dolphins obviously in need for offensive line. How much has it changed when you watch a game today compared to when you played in the NFL? Do you think it's changed much or is it very similar?
I think it's similar. I think one of the things I see that's kind of evolving is the Kaepernicks, the Wilsons, and the RG3. I mean, those guys came in the last couple of years and probably posed some concerns for, like, defensive coordinators. But, you know, we had a Steve Young, Randall Cunningham, but it just seemed it was just like a big influx of those type of quarterbacks came in the league, and you know, typically may have one or two, but now you got several guys that can, you know, create, make plays with running the ball as well as throwing the football. So that's one of the biggest changes I see, you know, other than like the rules or something like that.
Richmond, I want you to think back to our rookie year. You know, since we were rookies, there's only been one other time in the NFL, it happened last year where two rookies played and started side by side, which I was shocked to find out that more teams hadn't done that. The Dolphins are in a situation where they brought in a left tackle, they've signed a guard, but they've got two glaring holes. And there's a lot of talk they may try to duplicate the 1990 draft where they go tackle and then guard. What was the hardest thing about playing next to me as a rookie or us together as rookies? And what were some of the things that made it an easier transition to have both of us rookies side by side?
When you got a guy that's got athletic ability, it definitely helps. But I think, Keith, we just kind of gelled from day one. And you're a highly intelligent guy. You had great knowledge of the game. But I kind of remember going down in the summer. I don't know if you remember, but we worked with John Sandusky, our offensive line coach at the time, and spent about a month down there, you know, before training camp and all that started. And just got some knowledge and just started to work together, and we kind of just gelled. So I think that was important. And I think I got in the camp before you did, but you wasn't. You was right after me, and we got to go to training camp together. So we kind of got a feel and played all those preseason games, and I think that was key as far as, you know, us having a lot of success early on.
Well, Richmond, I thank you for being nice and cordial when I came in, because like I told Keith, he was and he just solidified it. He was the talker. He was the mouthpiece.
I wasn't mean to you.
To everybody. But, you know, Richmond, Dan Marino came in 1983, and he started throwing the ball around the yard. And then, like Keith talked about, you guys came in 1990. And that first year, you guys ended up total points 14th. And then about 4 years after that, you guys were in the top five, in the top 10. Being that you guys solidified that left side of the offensive line with you as well as Keith, protecting your quarterback and allowing those guys to do the different things that he needs to do, bringing in Brandon Albert, is that left side of the line, when you secure it, gives you an opportunity to do different things, whatever the offensive coordinator may be able to do with his football team?
Yes, Sam, I agree. And, you know, the thing is, when you bring in a guy of average caliber, you know, that guy, he's the type of guy that can go out and handle the top pass rushers, and you really don't have to give him a lot of help. So where another guy might be struggling, you know, or have his hands full, that you can kind of double up and focus on that guy. And it also gives the quarterback a peace of mind that pretty much when I drop back, I don't have to worry about looking over my shoulder, because, you know, I got somebody over here that's going to protect my blind side, and I can really focus on, you know, going through my progressions, if my first option didn't open, I can go to two or three. So it gives him time to look down the field and make plays. So that is definitely key, and you're exactly right. You got to have somebody on that quarterback's blind side that gives him confidence that he don't have to worry about keep looking over his shoulder, and he can focus on, you know, running the offense and moving the ball down the field.
Richmond, there are two left tackles that have really been great tackles in this league for almost a decade. Donald Penn, formerly of the Buccaneers, now with the Raiders, I believe, and Bryant McKinney, a former Dolphin, who have now made it public that they will be willing to make that switch from left tackle to right tackle late in their career. As a left tackle, talk to us about how difficult that change is going from left tackle, something you played 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the NFL, and then in your 10th or 11th year trying to make that position slide over to right tackle.
Yeah, that was, you know, I got injured that way my last year in Cincinnati, and the right tackle went down, and we brought the rookie in, and coach said, you know, Richmond, go to right tackle, and my eyes about popped out of my head because I was so uncomfortable on that side. I never really played that side. Mm-hmm. For me, it was definitely a rough transition because everything is totally opposite. I just didn't feel right over there. But, you know, at the time it was in the middle of the game, and I tried to make the best of it, but I ended up tearing my pec. But if you got time now in the off season, you can start, you know, taking reps at the right tackle position. I think if you go through training camp, the transition might be a little bit easier, but just kind of get thrown in the line of fire, kind of like I did, I think that would be extremely tough.
Getting a chance to catch up with former Dolphin great left tackle Richmond Webb. And Richmond, lastly, have to ask you, you know, Brandon Albert, one of those guys that were sought after in free agency. The Dolphins paid a pretty price to get him, but they've had their eyes on him for a couple of seasons now. When you watch the NFL today and you get a chance to look at Brandon Albert and guys that play that position, what do you see is the biggest thing that sets these guys apart, maybe from a Brandon Albert to another top tackle in the league?
I think, you know, you got top tackles, but I think what teams look for is most guys that play their position are athletic, but you're looking for somebody that's going to be consistent, doesn't necessarily get beat all the time, and sometimes guys that you can just say, hey, we can isolate this guy. We don't have to worry about, you know, having a running back chip or keeping a tight end in to help him out. They look for that because that gives them opportunities to get another receiver, running back out you know, for the passes and stuff like that to try to move the chain. So I know that's definitely one thing they look at is, you know, can we single this guy up, you know, put him in one-on-one situations, and he can win those types of situations.
Yeah, we're hoping that offensive tackle Brandon Albert wins a lot of those one-on-one battles just as you did in tandem with Keith Sims on that left side for so many years. Hey, thanks so much, Richmond, for taking the time and sharing your wisdom, and we'll try to do some listening as Keith talks to us in the next segment, okay?
Hey, y'all guys have a good day. I appreciate y'all having me on.
No problem. All right, thanks,
Rich.
Buddy.
Appreciate it, Rich.
Hey, for unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com. We'll be sure, Sam, to kind of give Keith his time next segment because we kind of hogged the mic there.
So. Yeah. Okay.